This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 544, More Legion. Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made for gamers by gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
Awesome, and welcome back to All Things Azeroth, guys. I'm your host, Medros.
Hi.
Who's that?
I'm Toasty.
Hey, Toasty, how you doing?
Doing good. Pretty stoked for this Con Before the Storm business.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be pretty fun this year. Gonna miss
Can't
it.
Can't wait.
And we also have Fandeth. How you doing there, Fand?
I am wonderful.
So,
how are you tonight?
Good. I just want to clarify, are we able to say anything about what you will be doing around BlizzCon this year?
Yeah.
Facebook is not Twitter, not the show, so I'm just clarifying.
Did I post that on Twitter?
Nope, only on Facebook, that I know
Facebook. And Instagram.
Yeah, didn't your Instagram go to Twitter?
Only if I want it to.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess I can say.
It's entirely on you. We can move on completely and have Sean cut this completely out of the show.
Well, like I said to you guys, the reason I've been so shy about my reason not being able to go to BlizzCon is because there's a little Fandeth that's brewing away. So we're expecting for middle of October. So that's right before BlizzCon. And if I went to Anaheim at that time, I would probably not be allowed to return home.
Yeah, you would not be welcome home again.
Yeah. No, I... Yeah.
I'm going to find so many Warcraft onesies, it's going to be great.
Well, they had some on sale in the spring sale.
Ooh.
But it's already the sale's gone.
What? I'm looking for Babby hats.
Batty hats?
Babby. Baby.
Babby.
Looking for all the WoW-related baby things.
That's awesome. If you could find some Warlock-related paraphernalia, I would totally approve.
That was first on my list, actually. I was looking for a Warlock in training.
Nice.
One. I haven't found one yet. I will find something. I am determined at this point.
Well, this one has Warlock on it, but I don't think it's actually like Warlock-related.
Mm. I'll find something, or I'll find somebody to make it for me.
Ooh, who's Either. This? Oh, this one's good. It says Daddy's a little warlock.
That would work.
Not cheap, though. I'm just saying. It's not...
Baby stuff is never cheap.
No, not really.
Especially when you consider how small it is.
And how quickly they grow out of it.
Yeah, that too.
But they're so cute, and I want them. I just want to be able to buy that stuff for people. I don't want to have my own kids.
No. There's a future warlock one, and I believe in warlocks, and level 1 warlock. There's definitely some warlock stuff out there for babies. anyways, So, how was your weekend weather, Fan?
It was... I'm trying to think if I remember anything. I think it was okay. Jeez. Way to put me on the spot. I don't remember what I did. I think I did a little bit of time walking, but I didn't finish it. I'd already gotten flying before. I didn't get any new legendaries. We did some raiding. I'm terrible. But I think I'm getting better still, so that's what counts, right?
Yep.
Item level, my equipped item level is almost 890 now. My actual item level is just over 890. So that's not bad, I guess. I don't know. I need, like you said, I need new trinkets. I also need new rings. So that's kind of what I'm going for. I think I did some world quests, but like this weekend was pretty quiet on the WoW front. Kind of, maybe I'll get into a little bit more this week and beyond. But nothing big. How about you, Medros?
Did a bit here and there. Finally got my priest through Eye of Ajara. I had tried on Friday, but didn't really feel like waiting like 45 minutes in queue, which is what it was on Friday night. Was going to try on Saturday, but some stuff came up, and sat at a dealership for 6 hours, which drained me of all energy, and I ended up falling asleep. I actually had somebody who was actually going to help me out. Our good friend Vornik was going to help me out, and yeah, I slept up. I fell asleep at my keyboard. Literally, my hand was still on the mouse when I woke up. My fingers were resting in the WASD key format of fingers. Like I literally fell asleep at my computer. It was hilarious in a really stupid way. But yeah, I was really, really tired, so didn't succeed on Friday or Saturday, but Sunday I carved out some time and tried LFD again because nobody was around who could run me, probably I'm gonna go through it at the time. And got that done, and then also the next one up was Halls of Valor. Did that as well. So I'm currently in the progression of my priest's order hall. Now gathering stuff off demons, which is really hard to do, apparently. Really silly to me that they make priests have to gather something like 50 items, which drop off of, I'd say, one every three or four demons. That's a lot of demons I have to kill. And I'm a priest. I die easy.
I know one of the warlock, I think affliction warlock, artifact quest. You meet up with a priest and you're running around with them. So there's the tie-in.
Yeah, I don't have anybody that's running around with me. Like, I am alone. And there is no follower that is anything but a clothy. So I don't even know who I'm going to have follow me when I finally assign a follower to that. I did do a couple of invasions on my lower level characters. I decided that so now that I've got all of my main classes, or all the primary characters for class done, all I have is my second paladin, my second druid, and my second monk. I'm going to do it in that order, paladin, druid, and monk, probably. And so my second paladin is now 10% from leveling up to 109, and then that'll be pretty much one invasion and a few quests probably, or some missions with XP on them. But yeah, so those are getting there, and didn't do too much else. I did do a bit of resource farming, so basically going around and doing as many quests or as many missions as I could on my top level guys to get them their I wanted them all to have at least 5,000 Ordal resources. And it was good. Got them all at least where I wanted them to be, and yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. WoW. It was a good week. I enjoyed it. All right.
So my week.
Yeah.
What did I do? I did a bunch of world quests because I just felt like doing it. Mostly Broken Shore stuff, but I wandered around and did some invasions. Did some more raiding. We got the guild's at the point where we're clearing heroic Nighthold in one night. But myself and Fan sat out for the Elisande and Gul'dan portion of that night. Hopefully we'll be able to get in there soon. Then on Friday we did the normal stuff. Which one is expected, there's not a lot going on there. Then randomly I decided to... Well, not randomly. I'm still trying to finish off some of the raid quests from Emerald Nightmare, so I found a group that was going through it on normal. Like, oh yeah, sure, why not? Just burned through that. We got through it in about 20 minutes. And during that 20 minutes off of Elorenth, I got my fourth legendary, which is great. I finally have a warrior-specific legendary, not something that a lot of people can get, like Sifu's and Agarmar's Stride. So I got the Chianar Charger, that's the legendary helm, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Extra rage is always a good thing, especially when I'm enraged. Rage while enraged, go figure. It's worth something. What else did I do? I feel like I did more. I feel like I played a lot more WoW, but I can't remember what I did. Oh, I leveled up my Disc Priest a bit more finally, because I finally got flying. So now it's a bit easier to do the questing. So, spent some time leveling her up. And I'm hoping to, you know, get somewhere in terms of progress on there. I'm still only level 102 on that, but I find a lot of my time leveling alts lately is just me logging into them, doing one or two dungeons, and then randomly sitting around wherever for an hour or two while I browse Reddit or watch hockey or something. I get distracted very easily when I'm leveling alts. Hopefully soon, though.
Cool. So that'll be your second alt at max level eventually?
First. I don't have any other alts on max level.
Ah, okay.
My only max level is my warrior.
I see.
Yeah, I'm not very good at the whole alt thing. Yeah. I had a lot of them. A lot of them are level 100. But I didn't get the majority of them to level 100 until the end of Warlords. And I was seeing that being the case with 110 for the majority of my characters. I don't know, we'll see. I just feel like there's so much more to do this time around, and I'm really busy with my warrior as a result.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more stuff to do, I find, as well. I mean, I have 2 max level characters, but that's because I changed my mains partway through.
Yeah, I mean, every time I log onto a world, I have to convince myself that there's nothing more that I can do on my main before I do it.
Yeah.
And more often than not, I don't run out of stuff week to week to do on my main because I don't do the long marathons that I used to do when I first started playing.
Yeah.
Like, before it wasn't unusual for me to do play. When I sit down and I'm ready to play, it wasn't unusual for me to sit down and play for like 4 or 5 hours. Now the longest I'll sit down in one session is 3, and that's just for raid nights.
Yeah.
More often than not, it's an hour and a half here or there, every couple days or so. It's because it's life gets busy. Unfortunately, because of the amount of content in Legion, I'm able to stretch that all out. Like, as it stands right now, I still haven't maxed blacksmithing or engineering. I still have archaeology to do. I haven't gotten my other artifact skin. So, I feel like if I have time to level alts, I could probably be attempting one of those other things. Because it's definitely within my grasp.
I've definitely... I've only gotten one artifact skin. I think I got it on both my characters, but... like one extra one.
That's just the one you get for finishing your Order Hall campaign, right?
Oh, maybe two. I have two. I don't know. I got one on my Laughing Skull character for... I can't remember what I did. It was so long ago. It was like a year ago. No.
Has it been that long?
No. No, I just said that.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. One day I'll get to those alts. Might be end of Legion, but hey, it'll be something else to do after ratings wrapped up for the expansion.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's talk about our first sponsor, shall we?
Yeah, so our first sponsor tonight is Doghouse Systems, where you can find some great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com. And if you use the code BACON, you get a 128GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. So if you're in the market for a new computer, definitely go check them out and see what they can offer you. And we thank them for sponsoring us.
Indeed. All right, so it's gone a little while this week.
This month.
Month, so, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, last week I promised that I would watch out for this post, and I saw it today, so there's a lot of stuff going on this month. For starters, today was the start of Children's Week, so that runs from May 1st to the 8th. I didn't look and see if there's anything new this year. I don't know if you guys know.
I didn't notice anything when I was looking at WoWhead earlier today. Usually they have that up, especially yeah. Now that it's available.
True, yeah.
Let's see. It says there's updates. It says Children's Week 27 holiday updates and guide. I don't see any updates, though. I don't see anything here.
Okay. So anyways, that's going on. It's only for a week, so if you don't have the pets, go and get them. Also, starting tomorrow is the Battleground bonus event. So that runs from the 2nd through the 8th. And then next week is also the Warsong Scramble PvP Brawl. So we had talked about that before. I think Warsong Scramble was the one where you do 5 flag caps. And it doesn't matter if anybody else is holding the flag, right?
I think so.
I think that's it.
I can't remember now.
That runs from May 2nd to the 8th. Next week is the Dark Moon Fair, so that's going to be from May 7th to the 13th. That same week, we have the Legion Dungeon event. That's going to be from May 9th to the 15th. And I got to pull up my calendar here because my notes aren't doing me anything. So from Wednesday through Friday next week is the Spring Balloon Festival as well. That's one of the, I guess, mini holidays that they added. What else do we have? Following week is the Pet Battle bonus event. That runs from May 16th to the 22nd. That same week is the Deep Wind Dunk PvP Brawl. Then the week after, we have the Cataclysm Time Walking Dungeon event from May 23rd to the 29th. On that Saturday, the 27th, is the Glowcap Festival, which is another one of the micro holidays. And then the last week, I guess it's taking you into June, is the Arena Skirmish event, and that runs from May 30th to June 5th. So lots of stuff going on this month. Two of the micro holidays, two of the PvP brawls. Should be exciting. Dark Moon Fair, as is every month. Yeah. And then Children's Week as well, like I said. So lots and lots of stuff. And Noble Garden just finished, so it's pretty busy in WoW right now. Are you guys looking forward to any of these events?
I'm kind of interested in what was it? The Deep Wind Dunk?
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work, and I'm really interested to see how it will work. yeah, that's kind of the big standout for me, the Deep Wind Dunk. I might try the Warsong Scramble, too. Unfortunately, I don't think... I'm pretty sure legendaries are disabled in PvP, so I don't have my triple jump shoulders there.
Oh, okay.
Probably a good thing, because that'd be horrifically OP.
And I didn't see this in the notes that they posted, but it looks like that same week as the Arena Skirmish event is the South Shore versus Torn Mill PvP brawl.
Ooh.
Yeah. I might do that, be on the other side of that for once.
Very cool.
Just be careful not to run into the wrong base.
Yeah. Oh my. Because I'll probably do that.
Why are they attacking me? This is... Oh, right, the lights. I'm a gnome now.
Oh, gnome warrior. So disappointed.
Gnome warrior? He's a gnome warlock.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Although I do... Whenever I do PTR stuff or beta stuff, I tend to make a gnome warrior.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just because I think it's hilarious.
I think gnomes are
it's
pretty
a tiny ping pong of death.
Excuse me. So are you looking forward to any of these, Medros?
I don't know what the Sprint Balloon Festival is. I assume the Glow Cup Festival is interacting with those Sporlings in Zangar Marsh that I always hated so much because the Glow Caps were so hard to farm up.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what the Glow Cap is. From what I remember. I don't remember talking about Spring Balloon Festival. Great day for hot air ballooning. Hop into a hot air balloon, enjoy the scenery, and make some new friends. Okay, so I'm not really sure what that means.
Sounds like you're just like gonna operate like one of the mounds, like one of the flight paths, maybe? You're gonna jump into a hot air balloon and it's just gonna float you around randomly instead of having a set path?
Yeah, maybe. Even like on Wowhead, they don't have any comments on it either.
Can you just imagine doing that but having a not so great graphics card? Like, yeah, I'm in the hot air balloon and I see nothing. Oh, it's all that disappointing shade of blue gray when nothing's rendering. That would suck. Hopefully they took that into consideration. Otherwise, well, yeah. Luckily, these mini holidays don't contribute to anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mostly. I mean, the Glowcap Festival, if I remember right, will allow you to gain rep with the Sporgar if you never finish that off.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there'll be something there you can do.
That one might be fun, because it's that was the one where healers have to keep the guy alive, right? Am I remembering that right?
I really don't remember. I know we talked about it, but...
Well, hopefully it is, because that will have something to do with my Disc Priest.
All right. Well, let's move on to our big news for the week so far.
All right. So, on Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, it's Thursday, right? Ian Hatzikostas joined Lore to do a Q&A for Legion. And we got some interesting bits of information. Most notable, in my opinion, is that Tomb of Sargeras will release sometime in mid to late June. So for you raiders out there who haven't quite nailed down the AOTC, you got about 6 weeks to accomplish that. So good luck with that endeavor. Another thing worth noting, and again this is a big one, is that the Tomb of Sargeras is not the last raid in Legion. 7.3, which takes us to Argus, will have a new raid zone. And that has me all sorts of curious, considering what's happened so far in Legion. I'm left wondering what exactly we'll be facing on Argus in 7.3 in terms of raid content. Probably a lot of Eredar, I would assume.
I would assume so.
But what else? More Titan minions?
Well, demons. I think we're going to kill Kel'jaeden in there.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because that's his home. That makes sense.
And he'll actually die for good.
Yeah, I imagine I imagine Tomb was because Kil'jaeden's in Tomb too, right? Is he in Tomb?
Mm.
I feel like he's in Tomb. I'm gonna have to look that up now. Hold on. Tomb of Icarus Raid. I'm pretty sure I spelled that wrong too. Yep. Is okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, Kil'jaeden is in that raid. So, yeah, I guess it would make sense that he would be on Argus, because we're not killing him on his home turf, so he won't die truly.
Yeah, okay. I want to see one of the big ones go down.
Well, we already killed Archimon, so I guess that would make sense. I don't think...
We've killed Archimon how many times now? We killed him in Warcraft 3, in Mount Hyjal, and...
Right, but on... But this last time we killed him legit, because on Mythic, we actually went to the Twisted Nether and killed him there. That was just on the Mythic difficulty, though.
Well, I'm fine with the last leader of the Burning Legion being Sargeras.
Do you think they'll put that in?
I think he'll make an appearance. I don't think that... I think he'll make an appearance as, like, a projection at the end of Kill and Kil'jaeden. That's my prediction.
So you think it'll be, like, a Gul'dan-type type appearance from Hellfire Citadel, where he's like, ha-ha! And now I'm gone.
No, I think he'll be like, oh, you've killed my lieutenants. Good for you. But you'll never get me. And poof. Like, he won't actually appear there. He'll just be a vision or something.
I'm just picturing a cartoony type...
I know.
Thing. You may have got my minions, but I have the last laugh. Poof. Like, cartoon poof of smoke with the word poof in it. That's what I want, Blizzard. Blizzard, just give me that. I'll be happy with how the Argus raid goes.
I think you'll be happy anyways.
Well, yeah, but I'll be happier... With the cartoon cloud, with the cartoon cloud poof, with the word poof. If it doesn't have the word poof, you didn't do it right.
I keep thinking that you're saying that with a silent F.
Anyways, moving right along, shall we?
Yeah, so some other stuff with the Q&A. The team doesn't have any plans to turn off the invasions right now, nor do they have any inclination to change the frequency of the invasions. So, for those of you unhappy with the time frames that some of these invasions happen to come up in, we're out of luck, for now, anyway. Right now, the team's not looking at changing that. And I mean, it's not a huge thing. By now, at this point, I feel like every invasion has come up at an hour where I've been able to do it.
Yeah.
It's just going to take you a little bit longer is all. I mean, you're just going to wait for to get lucky on that. And it's not like it's a huge thing anymore anyway. Before it was tied with the flying achievement, and now you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, and the invasions, they did detail in the Q&A what the schedule is for those. They're up for 6 hours, and then they're down for 12 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit of predictability.
Someone made a spreadsheet on it, too. So there's a Google Sheets that says when an invasion's coming up and how long it's going to be up for. Now, the invasions themselves are random for which one spawns. So it's just a matter of luck if it spawns at the right time for you. Or if the right one spawns at that time for you. But you can also use the companion app to see which one is up when it is up.
I just discovered that you can contribute to the construction through the app. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I just randomly clicked on the banner because I thought it would show me. I thought it would show me like some of the quests or whatever. Nope. Gave me the option to contribute. I'm like, all right, dope. Speaking of the contribution for the Broken Shore buildings, contrary to what Blizzard had initially thought, the rate of contribution has not declined. But if they do start to notice a decline, that's something they're going to adjust. So, yay. that's always something you need to worry about when it's like a community-based goal. What happens when you move on? Now we know. An interesting tidbit about some of the content we've seen in 7.2 is there are more VO lines recorded for 7.2 than any other previous expansion, and that kind of blows my mind. I think I hadn't noticed initially. I noticed that there was a lot of voice acting in 7.2. I guess I just didn't realize how much of it there was. But now that I'm thinking about it, almost every world quest I've done has had some form of voiceover.
Yeah.
So that's. I mean, they put a lot of work. They put a lot of stuff into 7.2, and it's statements like that that kind of make you realize it, I think.
Oh, especially like with the invasions and whatnot. There's a lot of voiceovers there.
Right. Oh, another thing that people have asked about previously, and we finally have a definitive kind of when it's going to happen thing. Heirloom upgrades have been talked about for a little while just to ease the leveling process for our various alts. And heirloom upgrades are planned for 7.2.5. So yay.
Save your alts. That's what I'm going to level my alts is 7.25.
Yeah, you know, now I know what. Now I know where I'm going to play my priest. 7.25. but that may not be the case because I'm going to have some stuff to look forward to in 7.25, and specifically when tomb unlocks, because the eye level ceiling is going to be increased by 30, which means the new legendaries are going to be item level 970, and it's going to be a quest to upgrade those.
Of course, there will be.
Yeah. So for people like Warg, who has 13 of them... Is it 13? I'm losing count now. No, wait, 12. Who has 12 of them... she's going to have to do those quests a bunch of times.
Yeah. The one good thing, and I don't think I noted this here when I was kind of copying notes down... you don't have to go pick up the quest to start it. The item will drop and you'll get the, you can start collecting before you even pick up the quest.
Oh, is that a new thing going, is that a new thing? Or is that?
Yeah, that'll be a new thing.
That's good. And hopefully this other thing kicks in that they talked about, that's hiding that legendary upgrade quest. I kept counting the number of times I saw the exclamation point on my map, like, oh, how did I miss this quest? It's right in Dalaran. It's where I am all the time.
Yep.
Like, oh, wait, no, that. No. It's upgrading my legendary. But wait, all in my 940.
I do that every time. I'm like, ah, no. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, so hopefully they'll hide that quest when it's... when we'll be able to hide that quest. And they're looking at it anyway. And this is the big thing. This is one of the bigger things from the Q&A. And it's referencing the... time walking, specifically the Black Temple time walking. Basically what their plan is to do with that is to tie that with BC time walking. So it's going to be a temporary event for a week or whatever. And at that time you'll be able to run Black Temple with an appropriate power level. And they're planning and they're hoping to add time walking raids to each time walking event. So we're going to see stuff for Wrath of the Lich King, and for Cataclysm and Mist of Pandaria, because those are the time walking events right now.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
It's got me really curious to see what they're going to do. I think for Mist, I feel like it would probably be Siege. None of the raids... I feel like it would be Siege. Cataclysm... I can't see it being anything but the Dragon Soul raid.
Yeah.
The Wrath one, that's the only one I'm unsure about. It could be either ICC? Ulduar or ICC.
Oh, yeah, Ulduar.
Because you know there's going to be a lot of people asking for Ulduar.
Why not both?
That's right, Blizzard. Why not both?
Yeah.
And while we're at it, oh, I know. Never mind. I don't want the vanilla raids. Maybe don't next, look. Maybe not even in the original next, because those were all 40-man raids, and I did not like the multi-core 40-man LFR experience. Never again.
So to mention something here, just something I noticed on Twitter just now, completely off the topic of our show, and not at all helpful to our listeners who download the show, but Overwatch is re-enabling the Uprising until tomorrow at 5 p.m. PDT.
You're enabling what now? So
they're adding an extra day to the Uprising event.
Oh. Man, I already bought all my stuff.
Well, some people haven't had a chance to play, like me. So...
Nah, I'm just saying, that's an extra day I could have spent grinding out loot boxes and potentially not buying that stuff. With credits. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I saved the credits. I never buy the default skins and whatever with credits. I'll just wait till they drop.
Fair enough.
Anyway, those were some of the big things that came out of the dev Q&A. Did you guys see anything else that kind of stood out for you that kind of got you stoked or, you know, whatever? Piqued some questions? Got you a little angry? Something.
Those notes were... Oh, go ahead, Medros.
No, I was going to say, I didn't see anything that you haven't covered here, so...
Yeah, I kind of... Like, I read over the MMO Champion notes, and so I kind of took the ones that I thought were important and put them point form for us so that they were easy to read.
I did appreciate the one thing that they put in there in reference to the Horde story. And that is, unfortunately, that Vol'jin is dead. What update do you want? It's a little harsh, but I mean, I get it.
Well, really, yeah. Kind of one has to wonder what more do you want? Like, he's not come back.
Vol'jin had one of those deaths that he could, where he, you know, with, I say conceivably, but it's not the really. You know, in normal context, it wouldn't be the right use of the word, but in the Warcraft context, I feel like Vol'jin is one of those deaths that he could, where he could come back.
They burned him.
Huh?
They burned him.
He's still got his bones.
So we want skeleton Vol'jin?
Well, I'm just saying, they might be able to reanimate. Listen, there's a lot of magic. There's a lot of magic.
Skeleton.
Okay, that was bad.
What?
That was so bad it was good, like the Street Fighter movie.
No, not good at all, actually. Anyways. Yeah, that was a good Q&A. I enjoyed it, and look forward to the next one whenever that happens.
Yeah, they didn't mention one next time for this one, did they?
Nope.
Oh, well. In time.
All right, so who wants a Pepe?
No.
Oh, so you want a Pepe? Okay, we'll get you a Pepe.
But I don't want one.
We'll get you all the Pepes.
I'm so sick of this Pepe stuff at this point.
What's wrong with Pepe?
He's everywhere.
Uh huh.
I'm sick of him.
What about Pepe? Do you find the most annoying?
And he's everywhere.
But okay, but other than that, what do you find most annoying?
Well, that's about it.
So basically that he has an achievement toy and plushies and is all over the place, including like Twitter people, right?
Uh-huh.
That's not much. We need more Pepe.
It's to the point where I'd be willing to, you know, take the one that I have. Feed it through one of those clay pigeon throwers, and yeah, do what you do with clay pigeons.
Are you wanting to shoot it with your Nerf gun?
No, I want to shoot it with an actual gun.
But that's not very nice.
Why don't you just throw it in the air and shoot it with your Nerf gun?
Because it won't be nearly as satisfying.
Well, I don't know. I can't help you there.
Anyway, there's going to be some reason you bring up all this Pepe stuff, Medros.
Yes, there's another one.
I'm okay.
So the new one is Traveler Pepe. He comes with a little backpack and some goggles, and he's ready to travel.
I'm just throwing it out there. Those goggles will come in real handy when I shoot him out of a clay pigeon thing.
You mean his state-of-the-art kinetic debris dispersal devices?
His goggles, yes.
Okay. I think he's pretty cute. And I think you are rude for not liking Pepe.
Uh-huh. You're free to your own opinion.
I am. I am indeed. You can get Pepe now at the Blizzard Gear Store. He is, I believe, $20. And, he's ready to join your collection. So, go get him.
Yeah, I'll put him right next to the clay pigeons.
Such a Pepe hater, man. Such a Pepe hater. Well, I, for one, am excited for this. It looks really cool, and I am interested. What's that?
Normally, I'm all about the Blizzard plushies, because I love those things. I've got a shelf full of them. I've even got a Pepe, because I used to, you know... That was before he was, you know, shoved in our face with every bit of merch and random content. I would like something not Pepe, Blizzard.
Are you saying that you liked Pepe before he was cool?
Hmm?
Yeah?
Well, I mean, if you put it that way.
Well, I personally have two Pepes, and I'm very much into this one.
Were there two Pepes already, or is it just the one and you just have two of them?
No, there's the regular Pepe and the Ninja Pepe.
Ah, that's right. I remember that now.
And yeah. I also have, what's the bird from Overwatch?
Ganymede.
Yes, I have one of those as well.
See, the two Pepe thing, and now we got a third Pepe. I mean, I can't remember the last Warcraft plushie.
The Snowfall Cub.
Like, that's the Snowfall Cub. Is that the wolf one?
Yeah, the white wolf.
I feel like that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Nope, last was gone as well.
Why does that feel like longer? Oh my god.
Because you're getting old.
No, I'm not!
So, the Snowfang Frostwolf Cub plush was, I want to say that was the day of opening BlizzCon last year, because I don't think it was up there on the store the first time.
I don't remember clearly.
Well, obviously, your memory is gone because, you know, age and stuff.
Just remember that you're older than me.
Yeah, but I'm younger at heart.
Decidedly older.
Hmm?
I said decidedly older.
Oh!
What?
Well, I got nothing now.
Oh. Alright then. Moving right along. Away from Warcraft plushies and such. Let's talk about, when I got pissed off earlier this week.
Did you?
Oh man, this made me mad.
It didn't affect me at all.
Because you weren't playing WoW that day.
Why? Oh, you mean like when... Oh, what this is fixing?
No, that they made this change, it messed up all of my add-ons that help me find groups.
Oh, I don't have any add-ons that I use for that.
Well...
So anyways, aren't you fine? What we're talking about is a change that Blizzard made to Group Finder add-ons. Basically... The add-ons used to just automatically list you and accept for you. Is that right?
They would... So basically, it was one click to subscribe to all groups or as many groups as you could subscribe to or apply to. And now the change is that you actually have to, like... It went from, like, a one click to about 7 or 8 clicks.
Oh, I don't have to do that at all. I just click on the little thing and then click join. So that's 2. And then click accept. So that's 3.
I have to right click join, find group that is actually got room in it, apply, wait, apply to more. Like, it's really frustrating.
Same. Okay. I mean, the reason they did this is because those add-ons were very, very chatty in the way that they did it. And so it was affecting players that use the add-on and players that don't use the add-on and causing huge latency. So basically the reason they did it is so that now it requires player intervention, so it can't automatically send those commands and basically kill everything. Take down the internets.
Hack the planet.
So I don't know. I don't have a big problem with this because I used to use Group Finder add-ons, but I stopped. And it's really easy to, like, when you get into the World Quest Hub that you can do a group for, you just click the little icon and then you just have to scroll through and see things that look like they would make sense or, like, have enough people for you. And then just go from there. But, like, a lot of the smaller ones, like, if the boss has 50 million or less health, then I'll just solo it. Because I have a pet that can tank it, so it doesn't take much to kill them.
Then there's me, who I'll just kind of keep bashing my head against it until I kill it.
Like, even, I think it was... Even the 200 million ones?
Yep.
Holy...
Usually with those, I'll die two or three times before I, you know, say screw it and switch to tank spec.
Oh. Yeah, you have that.
Because then I can just ignore pain. Ignore all the pain. Because warriors are awesome like that. They don't need the light or, you know, necrotic magic or druidy magic or that magic the monks use. No, we just say screw it. I'm not being hurt right now. And that's it. Boom.
Okay. So, before we move on, speaking of things coming up, the next building coming up in North America is going to be the Command Center. And that means our really massively long job missions are coming up as well.
Again, wow.
Yep.
I did three of those missions the last time we had the Command Center out.
I had a couple of tunes that got two out, but I didn't get any others. Or I got... I got others with two. All the rest were just one, so...
I got one mission out, and surprise, surprise, it failed. Because I sent out a mission with only a 6% chance of success.
Oh.
Yeah, sure, well, why not? Let's try this. Why not? Yeah,
I do find it frustrating that they don't have any bonus. But honestly, I would love it if I could actually work towards like a 175 or 185% chance at that, and have a bonus of like double the items or something. That'd be really awesome.
I mean, like, as it stands right now, you need to hit 200% to even get 100% because you start out at negative 100.
True. However, I don't find it overly hard to hit on get 100% with any of my tunes that have ones that are in the second rank of epic.
Oh yeah, see, none of mine are there. I think I hit epic with my with the follower that I cart around with me.
How many do you have that are in their second round of epic?
On my main,
I think it's called titled, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Sure. My main has 4 out of 7.
Wow.
My Demon Hunter has probably the next highest amount, which is probably 3 or 4, maybe? Oh, yeah, he's got 4 out of 7 as well. And my Druid, which was the second one that I leveled up, I think that one probably has less, because I think he doesn't... Doesn't often do a lot as much. Oh, no, he also has 4 or 7. Wow. Man, I'm really doing well on these followers here.
Huh. I'm one of seven on one guy.
See, this is what happens when you ignore that component of the order halls for like months at a time. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
I just did not do them.
I'm almost two, so I'll get the second one the next mission I do. The third one will take a while, and the other ones will take a lot longer.
I'm not even.
Yeah, my monk is the only one has any, and he has two of five. He hasn't unlocked the additional followers yet, but yeah, I mean I've got a fair bit. I'm doing pretty good, sitting nice. Actually, what my main actually has his secondary follower already up to epic. Like the Chameleon Legion Vol 1. Oh, he already has that one up to epic.
Oh, wow.
Man, how many missions are you doing?
All of them.
I do as many as I can today. I'm checking my phone at least every couple hours. Now you know why I need a lot of resources. And why I'm always constantly saying, damn, I'm out of resources.
I think I just finally consistently started staying above 10,000. So I'm good for now. And even if I start to run out, I have 37 Bloods of Sargeras. So that's enough to replenish for a little bit.
The one thing that I noticed, I think I mentioned this during the week, related to all of this, I sent my guys out on a mission for one of the crappy green champion equipment things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a high percentage, so I got bonus. So I got the bonus chest that has something in it. And I got a legendary one. A what?
Nice! You got a legendary item?
I got a legendary follower item from that chest.
Nice!
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
So I'm jealous of that. I think that's something that I did last week, so that goes into my what I did last week.
Oh, we're already after that part of the show. You can't add to it anymore. I'm sorry.
Whatever happened that you didn't mention, it just didn't happen, though.
Okay.
Yeah, all my characters that are 110, I have 143 Bloods of Sargeras.
143?
Yep.
I have 286. I use them very, very, very rarely, but...
I usually use them mostly for order all resource caches.
And you guys just gotta show me up all the time, huh? I say I have 37, and then you guys like 143, 200. God, can't win, can I?
You can. You just have to play.
I have 40.
You don't play the game, you can't win.
But I've been 40, busy playing other games.
41,000 order hall resources. Just on fan. The other ones have like nothing. I'm not even gonna say what my gold is because it's pretty low.
I have only 1.4 million.
Both my characters. Wow, you've gone down a lot.
Yeah. Paying some debts with gold did not help when the prices went up, let's put it that way. I was not happy. Anyways, let's move along here, shall we?
Okay.
So, you guys miss your dog?
Like, my real dogs?
No, dog. Do you miss dog?
Dog.
I miss dog. I also love lamp.
Well, you can get dog in Dalaran.
How?
And if somebody's on Argent Dawn, I have a item to do so that I can share. So there is an item you can find if you wander around Dalaran, which will allow you to bring dog from your garrison to Dalaran.
And the dog's been through so much. He's seen some stuff.
He's a loyal dog. He's followed us wherever we've gone. I feel like it's not fair of us to have left him sitting in our garrison without even a visit. I mean, I go back at least once a week, but I mean, not everybody does that. So,
well, I mean, let's review what this dog has gone through. He kind of chilled with us in Mr. Pandaria at the farm that I can't remember the name of.
Half Hill.
And he's like, you know what? No, I don't want to live this quiet life on the farm anymore. Let's cross through the dark portal. And in the case of the Alliance, you know, go through the majority of Draenor to get to the Shadow Moon Valley and hang out with my bud again. And then after that, somehow get from the Dark Portal to Dalaran that, you know, at one point was under siege by the Burning Legion and is still, you know, still showing a lot of damage from the Burning Legion. That dog has seen some stuff, man.
Like, I do love a loyal pet.
He needs some belly scratches or something.
Well, all you have to do is find the pebble in Dalaran, go back to your garrison, and give him the pebble. And you can share with other friends. You don't even need to... It's not even bound to you. It's not used up. Just have it in your bags. Go talk to Dog. And you'll see him at the pet place in Dalaran. And if you pet him, he emotes back to you. He emotes back to you.
Oh, okay.
If you pet him, he'll emote that he moves his head under your hand.
Whoa. If you pet him, he pets you back. Where does it, like, it's hard to find though, right?
I'd imagine so. It's a pebble on the floor on the streets of Dalaran.
Once I did find it, it was easy to notice it. It can be hard to find.
Can it spawn anywhere in Dalaran, or is it like a certain spot?
Anywhere in the red ground in Dalaran, which is the main thoroughfare ground.
Is there a way to target it?
Nope.
No.
Not that I've found anyway.
Just slash tar pebble.
Hard. That's going to be so hard to do.
Yep. It's one of those Easter eggs that people did not find for a very long time.
Yeah. I wonder how many more of those things there are.
We talked about this last week, but I'm really happy that they have found a way to keep stuff that we don't know about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I know at some point they had mentioned that we haven't found everything, or we haven't come close to finding everything, or...
Well, I don't think it was something they said specifically, but when people found Riddler's sea worm or whatever, there were still a bunch of items that we didn't know what they did or how to get them. For example, the pebble was one of them. I think there were a couple tameable hunter pets that people still don't know how to get.
I'm pretty sure there are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you guys said, I'm impressed that they've been able to keep all those things hidden. It makes things interesting.
I want this pebble.
You want Doug?
No, I just want the pebble. I don't care about
the Doug. Are you one of those people who collected random rocks?
I'm one of those people that collects random everything in WoW, but I don't anymore.
I
used to though.
Yeah, I remember one of my old guildies. I can't remember who it was. It was when I first joined Warcraft. When I first started playing Warcraft, I didn't know everybody's name, and they stopped playing shortly after I started. But I was talking to them, and they had like every gray rock that you can get.
Oh, really?
I was like, why? His bank was literally full of rocks.
I never did that. No.
And
but I would collect, like, recipes. I had, prior to Legion, I had every single cooking recipe that existed on Fan, including the,
The Thistle Tea, too, right?
The Thistle Tea, yeah. I bought that from the auction house for, like, 200k or something stupid.
Because you could.
Yeah, or maybe it was only 60k, and I wanted to try to sell it for gold cap. But I had, like, a stupid amount of gold at the time from just glyphs.
Yeah, I still haven't decided if I'm going to get the Alliance Mount. That's Hog.
Well, that was one of the first things I bought when I got the gold. I like it. I like the in-game model a lot. The real-life counterpart, not so much. It's too shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. None of battle wear on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. But yeah, so... if you want Dog, go search for a pebble. Enjoy.
Does it sparkle, or it just shows up?
I did find that it was highlighted a little bit, but it is very easy to miss. When I found it, I just wandered around over and over, just at walking speed. Just staring at the ground.
So here's what you do. Here's what you do. You wait until everybody has their flying, and wait until the inevitable moment when they just AFK fly over Dalaran like everybody did in Wrath. Hmm. And then look around. There you go. Solid plan. So right now everybody's just running around like an idiot in the circle around Dalaran like they used to do in Wrath.
I remember I used to do that.
I mean, I still do that. I'll be talking to somebody and just randomly running.
That was that's three quarters of my playtime in Wrath.
And you don't,
or even in BC, I think most of my playtime was just running around, talking with people, not really caring about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did when I got my first bear mount. I remember because out of all the mounts that were in the game at the time during Wrath, I really wanted a bear mount. So when I got that, I really spent all night.
Do you remember the mammoth trains?
On my bear mount and just talking to people like that. I'm surprised I haven't seen one yet. Like, how has that not happened yet?
Are you?
The Great Dalaran Mammoth Ride?
You know what? I'm going to start one Wednesday. Not tonight. Yeah. Not tonight, because, you know, we were doing a show right now.
Oh, come on. They did me more tomorrow, accepting.
Because I don't think they'll take kindly to me, you know, randomly hearthing out and just... randomly hearthing out a raid to start a mammoth train.
Fair enough. All right, so let's talk about our second sponsor of the show. It's great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, and you know, it's really awesome when they can get a person to narrate a book that also wrote the book, especially when that person is a voice that you are very, very, very familiar with. So we're going to play our book pick of the week this week, and I'm going to let you guys see if you can name the author of this book. Because I think that almost every one of you should. If you can't, why are you listening to my podcast? Be right back in a minute.
Star Trek convention, where I will be greeted with an incredible outpouring of affection and warmth. Why all the goodwill from total strangers? Well, a great deal of it comes because of my relationship with a certain extraterrestrial, a supposedly unfeeling character who claims he can't return the groundswell of public love directed at him. Even those few who have never seen a single Star Trek episode somehow know all about that guy with the pointed ears. Should I be jealous of him? I joked about that in a book I wrote in the mid-70s called I Am Not Spock. I described my conversation with a group of actors and how, as I was leaving, one of the actresses said, "Leonard, we love you." I was very warmed and thanked her, but at the time wanted to add, "I'll tell him when I see him." As I said in the book, standing silently behind my shoulder is a very jealous, ever-present Vulcan.
So that was Mark Hamill, right?
Okay, I know you're trolling me, and that's the only reason I haven't talked about you by now. Man, how I ever... I don't know.
How do you put up with me for as long... Like, it's been 5 years.
I don't know. I can't even words right now. Anyways, that was, of course, Leonard Nimoy in his book, I Am Spock. It's a really awesome book. Gives you a really good idea of his history, of his time, from the point that he started playing the character Spock until his last... Well, until the last appearance of Spock before he wrote this. Because I truly believe at the time he wrote this, he was not expecting to play Spock ever again. But we did see him back for the reboots that they did. So that was, I believe even for him, it was unexpected. But yeah, so you can get that book. You can get, there's also a book, maybe we'll do the next week. It's a book by William Shatner about Leonard Nimoy. There's lots of other books. I have a lot in my selection now, so we'll be talking about more books to go forward. But yeah, if you go to bit.ly/ATA2017, you can get this book or a bunch of others. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from. And yeah, we thank them for sponsoring the show. All right, so time to give something away there, Trusty.
All right, why don't you play Last Piece of Club?
Sylvanas! Come and face your executioner!
Alright, so I was trying to go for something a little less obvious this time around, but some of you still managed to get it right. Specifically, Star of the Show 1 on Twitter. Congratulations, you got the answer. You guessed correctly with Gen Greymane. Congratulations, Medros will be in touch.
Yes, and Medros was not in touch this past weekend because of car, so soon-ish.
Why don't you play this piece clip?
Ah, my long hunt is finally over. Today, justice will be done.
All right, and as usual, answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
Awesome. All right, so our question of the week for last week was, what is your favorite part about 7.2 so far? Fan, how about you?
So Kip Duran says flying and how it helps leveling alts. Also the ability to gear them up on the aisle. Cosridge said definitely the flying.
All right. And Rob Gala 1970 says flying. And the Anduin cinematic too. Red Zian says flying. It made the leveling experience for alts much more easier. I agree. Definitely agree 100% with that one.
And there's a common theme with these answers. I don't know. I think people are really enjoying flying.
Really? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's one person who wasn't his highlight. Frazzly says, the fact that we are closer now to 7.4 and the arrival of Nomragon rebuilt as a capital city. Frazz, we've been waiting for that for a while.
I think we will keep waiting for that for a long while.
A long time.
Okay, you guys, hey. So I play a gnome.
Hey.
So the translation for this is flying, Nomragon flying.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the translation.
Yeah. No problem.
So next question. With Pepe making repeat appearances in plushie form, what other pet would you like to see make a stuffed appearance? Well, let me see. I would definitely like to see the flaming ones. The Corgi and the Cinder Kitten. Those would be really cool to have. I'm trying to think what my favorite pets are. I'd love to see the baby Blizzard Bear. That'd be pretty cool. I still want that as a hunter pet, but they'll never give it back to me. Jerks. I would like to see more of the kitten and the pup ones. Like the Fellfire and stuff. That would be pretty cool. What do you guys think, Toasty? Any others that you like?
Well, I already said
I said several, so...
I can't remember the name of that boss in the Isle of Thunder. Oh, traditionally, it's known as a Beholder. But I don't remember the name. Why can't I remember the name? Oh, it's the boss with the maze in the Throne of Thunder. Remember that boss, John?
With the rays?
The maze.
Oh, the maze. Oh. I know what you're talking about.
Throne of Thunder bosses.
It's the first boss in the third wing.
Durumu.
Yes.
Durumu, the Forgotten. Yeah. One of the things I liked about the plushies that we have is we got some kind of bossy kind of characters. We got, well, bossy. I mean, really, they're just higher level NPCs in the area. We got Hogger. We got Stitches. I want a Beholder mount. Or a Beholder plushie.
I'm sure they could do that.
Because why not?
I think Frasley has a good answer there. Ultrek Brew Pub with a beer stein.
Boy, why do you say this?
I'm dumb.
Oh my god.
Are you saying you don't want this fan?
My answer was going to be none, because I don't want to buy any of these things. That's the one thing that I can't resist buying, that I throw my money at. I'm just like looking and counting. I don't have that many. I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 plushies. I love the plushies. And especially if they're really cute, then I really want to buy them. And I don't know. I don't want to feel like I have to buy more of these, because they're so awesome.
Give in to the plushies.
And Frasley brings up another good point there, and it's something that I wish Blizzard went back to doing. Remember the Wyvern and the Hippogriff plushies that came with codes for in-game pets?
Those were my first two pets.
I would like them.
Or first two plushies, I should say.
I would like them to go back to doing that.
Yep, I just got my Windrider not long back.
Yeah, I feel like those were my first two. I remember buying them on sale when I was still at my last job, and I brought them into work, and people were like, what's going on, Toasty? And they actually said Toasty, because everybody at work, my last job, called me that. I don't know why.
People at this place call you Toasty, because that's just your...
Not many people.
No?
No, I think it's you and one other
Jay?
Person.
Kirsten? Or Kirsty?
Oh, Jane Jane Kirsty, yeah.
Yeah.
They knew me before. They've known me for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody who met me at this job calls me Toasty. Yeah.
All right. Well, we that's what I think. So let us go to shoutouts. What's your shout out there, Fran?
I'm going to give a shout out to the Capitals, because they managed to throw away their lead but still managed to score in overtime to beat the Penguins.
Man, that was going to be mine.
I don't know why.
I thought your shout out was going to be the Chicago Blackhawks. For
I already back. Gave a shout out to Nashville for sweeping the Blackhawks.
But that was just my thought anyway.
I feel like I did. If I didn't, shout out to Nashville for sweeping the Blackhawks. Now we need you to lose the rest of your games.
Or to Pekka Rinne for getting more points than most of the Blackhawks.
Than all but three of them, I think. All but two of them.
Alright. Well, my shout-out is going to be to Moldy, who I ran to before coming home to do the show tonight. It was great to see her, and hope to see her and be up in the future. And I hope she has a really awesome cosplay for BlizzCon this year. Alright, but that is about it. So, shall we do the outro?
Yeah, sure. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find us on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth's at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of flying, I guess.
No, we already have flying.
Exploded Pepe. Exploded Pepe.
All right, fine.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.